Chapter 13.3 Section Summary. Along with the Industrial Revolution, a transportation revolution also occurred in the 1800s. This rapid growth in the speed and convenience of transportation happened when steamboats, clipper ships, and railroads were introduced, and more roads and canals were built. Faster travel encouraged people to do business with distant companies and individuals. Robert Fulton designed the steamboat. He launched his first steamboat, the Clermont, on the Hudson River in August 1807. When Fulton showed how much faster his steamboat was than other boats, there was an immediate demand for a steamboat ferry service. Steamboats had many advantages. They lowered shipping costs by 75% to 90%. Westerners could more easily ship lumber and grain to the east, just as Easterners could more easily ship goods to the west. By 1840, more than 500 steamboats were traveling on the Mississippi. However, steamboats could be dangerous because their engines could explode. Clipper ships were used for ocean voyages because they did not need fuel. Instead, they had many sails as well as narrow hulls that could slice through the water. America and Flying Cloud were two clipper ships that carried small cargoes from the East to California and China. By the 1850s, improvements in steamboat design allowed steamboats to cross oceans faster than clipper ships. Britain introduced steam-powered trains in the early 1800s, but the United States did not have them until the 1830s. One of the earliest locomotives was Peter Cooper's Tom Thumb. In 1831, Cooper raced Tom Thumb against a horse-drawn rail car to show how much faster the steam-powered train was. Although Tom Thumb lost the race, it drew national attention to steam-powered trains. Railroad companies had laid 2,800 miles of track across the United States by 1840. Some of the track was dangerous. Speed and cost were more important than good materials and safe construction. Engineers and mechanics designed more powerful engines so that trains could cross stretches of track in mountains or through rough terrain. Trains could go 20 miles per hour, twice as fast as a horse-drawn wagon. Even so, engineers tried to stay on schedule by traveling too fast, resulting in frequent wrecks. However, trains continued to become more popular. By 1860, there were 30,000 miles of track in the United States.